Is the competition today in 2012 a lot stronger than it was back 70s, 80s?
Sure, because there's way more manufacturers. I mean, look at this deal we got with Brazil. If you sell an American-made airplane in Brazil, there's a 29% tax to bring to the country. They're bringing these airplanes up here, making them with cheap labor, dumping them in America. They're called phenoms, and it's just killing us. In fact, Hawker Beechcraft was supposed to get the military award for their plane. It's a jet prop airplane for close air combat. And they thought they had it for sure, and they gave it to the Brazilian company. Now they're suing, and they may be able to turn that around. But my point is, we're full of people who don't have jobs. What in the world are we bringing planes up from Brazil for? I mean, it's crazy. So what's happened is they come in here and they got these airplanes, the Phenom 100, 300, 600, I'm just using an example, dumping them up here, and it makes it really tough to compete. I'm worried about America. At some point, America's got to get back to work. I'll tell you what I'm doing. It looks to me like it's all moving overseas, and so I'm going to Farnborough, which is a huge oil deal. I'm the state of Oklahoma. We're going to have a deal over there for the products that we sell, which are aircraft parts and airplanes and stuff like that. I'm sending a guy to EBACE, which is in Geneva in May. I've got deals with Bombardier and so on for selling those products overseas. I'll still do all I can for America and sell planes here. It should do better, but something doesn't change. I see a limited future for me, my company, and possibly for the whole United States. You just can't be shoving people out there drawing paychecks and not finding them jobs and doing things like that, and I'm concerned.
So it's really tough to compete then, price-wise, against these planes that are made overseas.
Well, you're dealing with a guy that works for $1.50 an hour, and I'm not anti-union or anything like that, but with the deal for retirement and dollars that you get in this and that, so on, it's an unfair balance. And you saw the thing with American Airlines. You saw what finally happened to them. I hate it, but we're competing on a global scale, and you've got to learn how to compete on that. We can only borrow so much money someday, and, of course, you see what's happening to inflation. The more you borrow, the dollar is going down and down, so things are getting more and more expensive. I'm mortified, almost terrified as to the long-term future if something doesn't change. Mm-hmm. And that's not politics to me. That's just dollars in and dollars out.
Are you in Tennessee also, Millington Municipal Airport?
Yeah, we had a heck of a deal. It killed us. The Navy decided to shut down their training base down there in 1995. It's a training base for years and years and years and years. And I cannot believe this. But a guy, a representative, talked the Navy into moving headquarters personnel, Navy, to Millington, Tennessee. Every Navy personnel has to meet a purser board in there twice a year where they go in and go over their career in the Navy and where they're going, so they have to meet twice a year. Why they moved it, I don't know how you ever did it from Washington, D.C., but that's where headquarters Navy personnel is, right there in Millington, Tennessee. So I got to thinking about it, and I said, you know what? If they have to meet a board twice a year, all these pilots are going to fly in here, land at the old Millington Airport, which they gave to the city of Millington, and then they're going to go across the road and meet their boards, and then come back and jump in their jet. They'll call it a training flight, but it'll be really be for them to check their records. Then they get some training, and off they'll go. So I went around and leased all the property there of Millington Airport. Sure enough, these pilots start just pouring in there. And I'm making really good money. And I have a monopoly, so now I can charge what I want to because I leased everything up. Went along just fine until the war got hot in Afghanistan. Planes go over there. Now they're not coming in. I keep thinking Afghanistan's about over with. I'm losing money down there now, but if they'll come back, that process will start again. They'll come back and fly in there and meet their boards and buy a field from us. We have a maintenance facility there. And it's okay, but that's not where the money is.
It's in the fuel.
Yeah. Why did Dillinger rob banks? Because that's where the money is.
Right.